Welcome back to the Ladies of Leet for November 21st, 2013. This is episode 84, and this is the podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I am Kim.
And I am Stephanie.
And this week we are going to talk about the PS4 launch.
Ooh.
Some of the games that came out with that launch, including Killzone, Knack, Warframe, Contrast, even a little Vita talk, along with Burial at Sea, the DLC from BioShock Infinite, and The Wolf Among Us.
Woo!
And we have
you finally did finish that.
I finished it. It was so good. A few episodes back, I know I wasn't on the episode. Ralph came in and you guys talked a lot about Wolf Among Us, and yes. I was really excited about this release. The last time we spoke, I'd only kind of gotten a little bit into it. And I said, I promise by the time we record next, I will finish it. And I finished it today.
Oh,
today. And so what is your thoughts?
I love it. I absolutely love it. It makes me...
The ending surprise you.
Yes, it did. Totally. Yes. It totally did. But I understand it. Because in the story, you get kind of why it all happens and why these fables are around for so long and so on and so forth. I'm curious.
Okay, so it made sense to you because me and Steph, we're like... We do what? Not get this.
Yeah.
What is going on? Why, huh?
And I'm sure they'll tell you more in chapter 2. How many chapters? There's 5 chapters. This is the first. Chapters. I hate waiting for games. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate this little trickle out. But the funny thing is, it's only 1 or 2 hours. So it's like not so daunting to sit down and play this game. So you kind of, it's very episodic. And how they're trying to treat a game like a TV show almost. Mm-hmm. So I really, oh my gosh, I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed seeing the statistics at the end of it on who chose what. So
once again, I bucked the trend and did what everyone didn't do.
That's amazing because I pretty much did what everybody else did. I was definitely in the majority.
I was half and half. So there's one point, like one of the big choices, there's actually two where you have to choose one or the other. Right. The first one was, and I don't think this is giving anything away, you either answer a call from Toad, Frogger went and Gordon heated. So Toad calls and says, there's somebody upstairs. Can you come help? Or you can investigate. Cause this is really a murder mystery that's what I love about it. It's very, cause you're investigating, you're playing Bigby, who's the sheriff of Fable Town. And so the other option is to go, question a suspect, the prince. And, I chose to question the prince, which said 36% of people chose that. Everybody else chose to help the frog.
Yeah, I didn't. I chose to help Toad, and it was the wrong. Well, for me, it was the wrong choice. It's not wrong.
Right.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah. Right.
That
right.
I still know.
That is true.
So I really, really, I enjoyed it more than Walking Dead. For me,
it was different.
For me, because
I don't know more, but it was different.
Because I am more of a fairy tale fantasy person. Like I enjoy, like I love when they do like the grim fairy tales. Mm-hmm. Like they make a fairy tale that you grew up with, and they kind of strip away and like reading about what was it? Ariel, Little Mermaid, like the real story.
Horrible.
It's horrible.
All of those were horrible.
Cinderella? Right. Right. So I enjoy kind of seeing things differently than what I might have once thought, you know, growing up as a young child. Those stories have been shaped for younger kids. But then as you get older, you can kind of, it's almost like seeing behind the curtain, right? So I enjoy a fantasy fairy tale more than a zombie fairy tale.
Well, for me, The Walking Dead wasn't about the zombie story. It was about the relationships of the story. And I think that's what I got out of Walking Dead. And I like the relationships in Fable, but it's just different. You know, I didn't
feel like
anybody...
Yeah, I don't have a connection with them yet. I don't have an emotional connection with them.
See, I guess because I have an emotional connection with them all because I've read the comics.
Yeah.
I'm attached to them. And just playing them in a game, and they're becoming even fuller and like more more layered in my mind. And that's Bigby. And the funny thing is, that's how I imagined he would sound. That's like, that's him for me. So
very cool.
I loved it. And if you haven't played this game, you don't have to read Fables in order to play the game. It is a prequel to the actual story.
Yeah, neither Steph or I read comic book, the graphic novels.
It's like a slice right out of it. So, standalone. I love it.
Very cool.
So good.
I still don't think Ralph finished it. Hint, hint, hint.
You know why I think he's probably not finishing? Because he's probably kind of like me, wanting more of the story out. I only finished because I told you I was going to finish it. Like I said, I consume like my TV shows, and I rather just wait up. It's a very rare occurrence that I stay on top of a show. The one that I'm doing that with right now that I'm surprised with is American Horror Story Coven. Mm. I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday. Like, I know what day it is when it comes out.
It really is amazing that the last, I'll always say, decade, how our viewing habits have changed thanks to, well, I'll give the first credit to TiVo.
Right.
The ability to record all of your shows and then come back and see them whenever you wanted. And now you don't have to sit and watch, you know, and fear that you're going to miss a show and then wait for it to roll around when reruns hit. You know, you can sit and wait till all the shows come out and then watch them all in one run.
I found it interesting how many shows, when I could get my fill of them, how much I didn't want to watch them. In those early TiVo days, like there was some horrible like dating show that whenever I caught it on at like 11 o'clock at night, I was like, oh yay. But then once I had like five of them, I'm like, I'm not really into this show. So then another big thing that happened this week, or was it last week. The PS4 was launched, and Xbox One was launched this week. So I got my PS4 bundle with Killzone, and, Kim, you on the last show said you were going to go to Target, right? And see if they had them.
Yeah. So I went to my Target at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. And, like I said,
is there a line
in the country right now?
Yeah.
You know, little tiny little town. So I go to Sherman, Texas, and roll up to my Target at 8 a.m. Nobody's there. I walk in. There's like two people in line that have the reservation cards and me, you know, and I don't have anything. He's like, do you have a reservation card? And I'm like, no. Do I need one? He's like, oh, hell no. He's like, nah. And so I got, but what they were out of was all the games because they had done that special beforehand.
Right. Yeah.
So the only game they had available was Knack. So I was like,
why you got that.
So I was like, okay, well, give me Knack because my son wanted to play Knack anyway. So I was like, I was going to get it anyway. So I thought, okay, I'll get this. But yeah, nobody in line. It was awesome. And I got an extra controller and everything. I was like, this is cool. But then I told Steph, well, let me go see if there's any at mine because you couldn't get one. But 2 days later, they were all gone. So I'm glad I went, you know,
that day
and got it and didn't have to wait.
So Stephanie is PS4-less.
Yes, PS4-less for now. I keep checking, but you know, Black Friday is rolling around, although I still don't think they'll have any in stock for that.
No.
I think they'll be completely sold out. So when it gets closer to Christmas.
Are you signed up to be notified on Amazon if they get any in stock?
I am, yes.
Okay, because that's how I got mine. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, I missed the first pre-order, and I was like, oh, I really want to get one of those bundles. So I had signed up to be notified, and they sent out an email. And the funny thing is, the email was sent out before they had the pages live. So I'm like, what is this crap? You tell me you have them and you don't have them. It's just a little, I was just a little eager. So, yeah. So I finally did get, my Killzone bundle, and, I got it, I plugged it in and started up, and I got everything going within like 30 minutes. So I got the update. I was able to log into PSN. I started to download some of, cause I'm a Plus member. I was able to start downloading some of the free games, which include a game called Contrast, Rezogun. There's like something, Warframe is a launch title, on the PSN network. Yes. But they like, they're doing something like with the PS Plus members. I don't know if they give you something extra. So I downloaded Warframe as well. So I got all that installed, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to start. So I was just exploring some of the options, and I was just noticing how snappy the interface is, like going into the store. There's no in out waiting. It's just like boom, boom, boom. I didn't realize before I started all of it, there's a PS4 app that you can download and put on your phone. And instead of you know, using your controller to move around and put type in your email, you can just open up the app, and it's like the interface of the PS4 on your phone. Yeah. It's awesome.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
I got that day one when I had it. So yeah.
I wish I
was nice, because it's such a pain in the butt typing in everything with the controller. It's like, Kim, over, 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 the at, and then, you know, especially your Wi-Fi too. Your Wi-Fi password.
Oh, right.
My Wi-Fi password is this big, complicated thing, and it's like, that sucks. So, but
yeah, get that before you even start the process stuff.
Yes. You know what my favorite thing so far is on it?
Tell me.
Is on the controller, you can plug in your headphones right on the controller.
Nice.
And it's such a stupid, simple little thing, but I love it so much. Then I don't have to worry about the Bluetooth or anything. And it comes with a little headphone with a speaker, which it sucks. It like hurts your ear and everything. So you're probably going to want to replace that. But it's also got the little speaker on the controller, which is awesome as well. And you can tell it, you can tell your PlayStation where to send the audio out of. I don't have a TV right now. All I have is my 27-inch monitor, and it has speakers on it, but they're horrible, crappy, icky speakers. So that has been such a godsend to me to just plug in the little headphones right on my controller and listen to everything right there. So that's really cool. Other than that, the controller's not much different.
I love the controller.
I didn't really find it any different when I'm playing it. I don't notice that I'm playing a new one. So it just didn't stand out to me. It's just like, okay, it's a PlayStation.
It's just a little bit heavier, has a little bit more weight to it.
It does have that, yeah.
Just the little knobby things with the little, you know, place kind of to hold your thumbs. I love the audio thing too. I was playing Rezogun, and it was like, saved a human. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, it's the controller. I wasn't expecting that.
It like, talks to you. Your controller talks to you.
It kind of scared me. I can't remember. Really cool. Do you have a Vita, Kim?
I do.
You do? Did you connect it?
I did. And it's awesome.
Oh, my God. So
yeah, it's perfect.
So there's like in the settings area, you can pair your Vita with the PS4, which, honestly, when I got the Vita, they were toting crossplay, and it never worked with the PS3. Like,
no.
There was some hacks, you know, that you could watch on YouTube that for instance played Assassin's Creed 3 on their Vita. I'm like, how the hell did they do that? But he like hacked a whole bunch of stuff, and it's like, I just want it to be easy. Well, they finally made it easy, and that's why I'm playing so many games. Because I have my Vita connected to my PS4, and so all I need to do, I start up my Vita. It turns on my PS4, and then I go into the game and I've played Warframe on my Vita. I've played Killzone on my Vita. I've played Contrast on my Vita. It's awesome. It's so like the two of them together is just, oh, it's just awesome. Yeah, full of win.
I mean, I always loved the Vita, but you're right. I didn't play it that often, but I knew that, you know, as soon as they announced this, it's like, yes, okay, that's perfect. And it has been. It's been just so great. So I'm really, really happy.
It's almost like this is exactly what we wanted, and they delivered it, and it's awesome. And I'm just like, oh, something bad's going to happen, and it's, you know, I'm going to – but it's not. It's great. I love it. Yes. I'm still kind of in awe of it.
Now, this shouldn't surprise you, but I did learn this week that the lead designer for the PS4 also designed the Vita.
Oh.
That does not come as a surprise now to me.
No.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. It really does.
I mean
– It kind of, the menu system now kind of reminds me of the Xbox menu system a little bit. It's just familiar like that. It's gone away from the old type to this new type. And I like it.
It's like tiers. It's like tiers. So you have your top layer and then you go down into each category.
I haven't got to play a lot with the network stuff, because I don't have good network right now, or I've got limited bandwidth, so I haven't been able to do any of that. So have you taken screenshots or streamed anything yet?
I did connect it to our Ladies of Leet Twitch account. And
is that why we got so many people?
Yeah, so
the launch
day, I decided, oh, I'm going to see what this is like. I didn't get the Sony iCam. So, but I have it now, so I'm going to hook that up and it's really easy. There's on the controller, there's a button called share, and when you're in the game or wherever, you just say share and then it pops up and says, what do you want to connect to, Twitch or Ustream? And see, I didn't realize it was going to be that easy. I thought I was going to have to install an app and all this. So I picked Twitch and put in my credentials. And it brought the game up just a little bit to the left to where I could see all the chat. And I could also see people that were watching, how many people were watching. So if I had had a mic or anything like that, I could have been talking to people and they could be talking back to me. So, or if I have the camera, they could then see me as I'm playing the game. It was
so you couldn't use the little microphone that they gave you.
I didn't
plug into the thing. And
I didn't know where it was.
Okay.
Honestly, I have a really cool Bose headset in ear, and I'm thinking about hooking that up because it has a little mic on it, and then it has the earbuds in it that I could probably just plug in and do it that way.
And it's a lot more comfortable than this thing. This thing is really bad. It's not comfortable, but it's cool if that's. You know, it's cool they gave it to you.
I hate earbuds. I cannot stand earbuds. They hurt my inner ear so much. And this Bose headset it has like little things that you set inside your, it's not in your ear hole. It's on the outside of the ear hole, but not around the ear. It's a weird kind of design and I love it. And it's the only thing headset wise I've ever been able to wear for a long period of time other than over the ear bulky headsets. So Bose sells those at I think it was Costco. I picked it up. So or no, it was Sam's Club. Sam's Club. All right. So moving on. So Kim, you played Knack. I have Knack, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet. Tell me, are you enjoying it? Because it's like it's a platformer. It's a 3D platformer, right?
Yep. It's a platformer adventure game, you know, that type of thing. And so basically it's orcs against humans, and that the humans have created this weapon out of relics. And so it's all about getting to the end and destroying the orcs or destroying their weapons or how they're getting their weapons. It's it's a platformer. It's fun. I like the.
It is a platformer. Yeah. I can I can safely say that.
And I guess I say that is because it's so repetitive. No. It's the same thing over and over and over and over. And that's platformers. Yeah. You know, it's just over and over and over and over. It's
nature
I like
of the beast, right?
Yeah, exactly. I like the combat in it. It feels really good when he kills things and they explode. And so that's really good. I hate the voice acting in this. Oh, my God. It annoys the crap out of me when anybody in the entire game speaks. It's just it's not horrible. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like the voice of Knack. I don't like the voice of the doctor or the hero or the young assistant or the woman or the orcs or the bad guys. No, but I mean, there's a lot of voice acting in it. And it's bad. It's bad. I can't stand
the character,
it.
So. The character of Knack, because he can grow and build himself up and then he tear himself down. And when
level ups one up.
And when he's tiny, he's cute. But when he gets big, I'm like, ew, he's ugly. I don't want to play that character.
Exactly. And when he's little and he's got a very deep voice. But when I first listened to him, when he first said his first word, I was like, whoa, that voice should not be his. You know, it's too deep. But he doesn't talk when he's little. He only talks when he grows to a certain height and above. So when he's really small, you would think that he would be like, me, 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 me. But when he's big, I guess I expected it to be cuter.
Yeah.
It's not cute at all. So the story is okay. The relics, how he's built up. Because he's built up from relics, mm-hmm. and then he can also build up from other things like ice or rock or metal, things like that. And it looks really cool when he's like that, and when he becomes big and powerful, it's a lot of fun. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. It
doesn't sound like a $60 game. It doesn't sound like a because it's $60 for that game, right?
Yeah.
It'll go on sale.
I've been playing it because it's the only thing I have right now. So I've played, I'm at chapter 13 on it right now. So actually almost through chapter 13. Hmm. So I think I'm almost to the end of it. And it was probably like a 9-10 hour game, mm-hmm. I guess. Well, no, it could be only halfway because also as you're going through it, you collect things from the chests.
Gotcha.
And you collect things to make weapons. You collect like crystal orbs and things like that to make a collection. I'm not sure what you're going to do with that, but it took me like at least 4 hours through the game before I ever finished a collection. Hmm. So I'm like, well, I don't even care anymore. You know, they should have given me something mm-hmm. a lot sooner from those collections. And I would have been like, ooh, cool. Look at this new toy I got to play with.
Right.
But it was like way long before you got anything. And I'm like, okay, I don't even care anymore. So
we're like, but I'm stuck with this game.
Yeah. And so I wanted to go get Killzone, but the... nobody had it around here.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Then I was going to get Assassin's Creed, and I'm just like, I can't pay that much for a game that I just don't know if I'm going to.
You know what's cool? If you bought the PS3 version of a game, they have a special going on in the store that you can upgrade it for $10 to the PS4 version. Nice. So if you did buy Black Flag and you want to play it on PS4, you can pay $10 and get the upgrade for the PS4 version, which I thought was kind of cool.
That is really cool.
What's that?
Is that every store or just some stores?
No. It's in the PlayStation store.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, Kim, one last piece of trivia to blow your mind. Knack was written by the same person who designed the PlayStation 4 and the Vita.
I can see that.
Mark Cerny. that's what his main history is game design. Oh. But he also was the lead design architect for PlayStation 4 and the Vita. And you're playing his game.
Like I said, it's not a horrible game by any means.
I probably know how the ratings are. Yeah, they're all like
just a regular old game. Yeah, there's nothing launch, special about it.
Yeah, they probably just wanted to have an option for
a title.
Yeah, a title to go with the game. I honestly, even though you're saying it's repetitive, I will probably play this game and love it because I like doing that repetitive stuff.
I plan on finishing this game. I have to finish it now. So I agree with you, Nicole. The repetitive stuff is it becomes kind of a comfort blanket.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call it?
A security blanket.
Yes, thank you. You know, because you know it, and then you just get better and better as you go along. You know, I am really good at the combinations. Not that there's a lot of combinations you have to do. They're pretty simple. The moves and the fighting and things like that. It's very simple combat. Mm-hmm. So I will finish it because I like it enough to finish it. It's just not like a Mario Brothers mm-hmm. or anything. It's not that special. It's just an ordinary game that's fun. The graphics, though, look amazing. Mm-hmm. They really, really look good. Like I said, when he bulks up with all of the relics, it looks
cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
Are you a Plus member?
Yeah.
You can't download anything. Sorry.
I keep getting the little notification saying you are at 95% of your usage.
Oh no.
Crap.
Okay. Well, I won't say.
So hopefully by next month I'll have like Comcast or AT&T or something, UVerse, where I have like big major, you know, download speeds, which yay, I can't wait for that.
Well, when you do, download Contrast and give that a play. And it's a 3D platformer as well. And you play I don't know if she's an imaginary friend of this little girl, but you have the ability to merge into the shadows. And it's Contrast because it's like light and dark, and you're manipulating the environment with shadows. Mm-hmm. And so you can absorb yourself into the shadows and use the shadows to get to your objective. So, and you can move lights around to create.
Really familiar.
Yeah. There's an iOS
game that sounds really familiar.
You can play this on Steam too. It's on Steam as well. I noticed they just released it there.
It was the iOS game that was so much like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because I totally played it. I know. Okay. Keep going because I'm gonna try and.
I'm going to remember.
Well, I am excited to get a lot of, you know, start taking advantage of my PSN membership mm-hmm. with it. Because it just looks so much easier. It did take me like an hour to get logged into PSN, though.
A lot of people had problems initially. It was just the system was just being hammered on those that initial week of release. So
did you get yours on Friday? And mm-hmm. did you do all that on Friday?
Yeah, I got lucky and got right in. Mark, my husband, wasn't so lucky. And he was getting so mad. He's like, I can't get in. Won't let me in. Why won't it let me? Why are you in? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm special.
I got it.
You should know that by now.
Because he's not a Plus member. So I'm wondering... Because I don't think Scott is a Plus member either. I think he let his Plus membership lapse. He had problems getting in as well.
And so did Hakito, because I know Hakito had a lot of problems. Yeah. I don't know if he is. But yeah,
I think he would be up to date on his Plus membership, so maybe that theory's wrong. My dog. Oh, Jax.
Oh.
He's like, let me out. Let me out of this room. All right, so Stephanie... you were playing games, even though you didn't have a PS4, because guess what? We still have systems out there, and you're playing Burial at Sea. Did you finish it?
Of course I did.
Oh, you did.
Holy cow. Okay, warning number one, if you have not finished the first game, Bioshock Infinite, do not do the DLC.
Oh, okay.
Because huge spoilers in the end, and oh my god, it was like a gut shot when that ending rolled around.
Oh, I can't wait! Oh, now yes, I gotta play that now.
It was seriously shocking.
How long did it take you? How long was the content?
Ooh, you know, I can't really say because, once again, I had to...
Explore everywhere?
I had to explore everywhere, but I also had to piece it out because I wanted it to last so long. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just burn through it in one day. I wanted to take my time and explore everywhere, which... which I did.
Savor it. Savor
it. I was sitting there, honestly, just amazed at the huge grin on my face as I'm playing this game. I'm like, this is what I always wanted. This is what I wanted to do, was run through Rapture, you know, with powers. And I have to say that if you're playing this thinking that you're going to get a lot of interaction between Elizabeth and Booker, don't. There isn't.
So she's not giving you coins?
Oh, no. And in fact, she gives Eve and ammo occasionally, but she is not piling it on like she was the money in the first one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she doesn't fight like in the first one, but she does do that thing that I talked about the last time where when she sees an enemy, she'll stop and say, "Do you see that? That guy looks dangerous." And she'll point to where the enemy is. So that's one of the things that's different about how she acts. But yeah, there isn't a lot of interaction between the two of them. They talk a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's very, very clinical. Mm. She doesn't want to talk to him.
Just the facts.
Every time he asks her questions, she's like, "Meh, meh, I don't want to talk about it." but yeah, they're on the hunt for this little girl, Sally. And of course, you know, where is she? She's down in Fontaine's department store, which has been sunk and has turned into a prison, because in the story of Rapture, Fontaine was the competing businessman against Ryan.
Right.
And Ryan eventually decided to take over Fontaine's businesses after killing him. And so everyone that was on Fontaine's side was put into Fontaine's department store and sunk. And it was turned into a prison. And that's where Sally is. So
gotcha.
That's where they have to go. And of course, everyone there is sliced up and crazy and... And yeah,
so, slices.
Ooh. Yeah, it's so amazing because you get to one of the plasmids that you use is called Old Man Winter, which is obviously frost based, and you get to build ice bridges
to
navigate over places where the bridges have or sidewalk has gone away. So
I can't remember where I read this, but there was someone that had deconstructed like why they didn't like BioShock Infinite, like mm-hmm. it was like painstaking detail of like everything they hate about the game and I guess the franchise, and I had to say I give them props for being so articulate and I'm just like, I like to blow stuff up.
Well, one of the things I remember reading someone saying was they didn't feel, and I have to agree, that the plasmids, let's call them that, didn't feel like they belonged mm-hmm. in BioShock Infinity. Infinite. They didn't actually belong there. They belonged in Rapture, which is absolutely true. That's where where survival of the fittest and scratching and clawing to you know, make your way, that's exactly where they belonged. They didn't belong in a racist, elitist, cloud-floating city where, honestly, you know...
Right.
Who else was using there? Them?
Yeah, right.
Why would you want to use them? Everything was pretty cool for the elite. Why would you want to use them? It didn't really make a lot of sense. Yeah. But
so why were they there, right?
It absolutely made sense.
Yeah. Interesting.
So...
But well, yeah, I can't wait to finish
it. The DLC is fantastic.
Once I get into the holidays, I'm going to play it.
Do I need... Because... I played it on my PlayStation. My PlayStation hasn't even left Melbourne yet. It's still sitting over there. So I want to get it on either my PC. Well, I can't get it on PlayStation 4. I don't think it's out on PlayStation 4, is it?
No.
So I'd have to get it on my PC. So do I have to go and play the entire game first to play this? Or can I just play this?
Do you have the game on the PC? The master game?
No.
Okay.
Because I didn't get it.
Damn, I wish I would have picked it up when I saw it on sale for you.
I think I thought about it at one time. I was like, oh, I should get it there because my PlayStation's going to be gone when the DLC. And I think I thought about it at one time, but then I, you know, thought about something else. So, yeah.
The website that we talked about, istthereanydeal.com, I found BioShock Infinite for like $13 on there.
Wow.
Yeah. So go to
like $25 on like another website too.
So. See, this website is awesome because it looks at all of the, and they're all the, it's all PC games. So, is there any deal.com? And they check, they check everywhere and every, place that the game sells, and it finds the best deal for it. And when I looked at BioShock Infinite, I was like, holy crap, it's only $13 on this one site. So,
I'll have to watch for that then, for when it goes on sale. Cause I'd really like to get it. Because you know, I want to play the DLC. It's just,
yeah.
Can't wait until January to do it. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. When you do have the main game, when you launch it, it says, you know, downloadable content or the main game. So you just pick downloadable content and it'll skip right to the DLCs. So yeah, you don't have to finish the main game. Although please do, if you don't know the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Game. No, I just meant replay it. So yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. So it's not like, like Borderlands where you've got to be, they recommend a certain level.
No.
Okay, cool.
Nope. You can play it at any time.
Right.
Yay.
Now, you can get BioShock Infinite for $20.
Yep.
Nice. I'm going to go get that.
$20. And then you can get, I guess, the Burial at Sea. Do you have the season pass yet?
For I have it on my PlayStation. But I don't have it anywhere else.
You can pick it up for $18.
Nice.
As well. So, yeah. I love that website. Oh, it's so awesome. Mm-hmm.
I use Deal News.
Deal News.
What I like about that one is you set up alerts. You tell it when this goes on sale or there's a deal, email me, and then it'll email me every time the thing I'm looking for goes on sale.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know if it says you can log in and create your own filters on this one. You can import your Steam list.
That's nice.
There's a bunch of different filters like under $5, 50% off, 45% off. Mac only. So
very nice.
It's a cool website. Check it out. Save some money.
Yeah, save some money is exactly. As many games as everyone downloads.
Yeah.
Save some money.
So and I'll mention since I am playing Killzone, so far I've only been playing it on my Vita. And while I mean first person shooters on the Vita, I'm probably going to move to my actual system once I get into some heavy action. Initially, you start as a young kid and you think, why am I crouching down? Oh, I'm a kid. I'm little. So you have your storyline where your dad's trying to get you out of this area, and so it's the tutorial basically to teach you about the different actions, and then you grow up and you join the army and da 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 da. So I haven't gotten into actual a lot of combat yet. So, but for right now, on the Vita and kind of getting through that earlier storyline is fine on the Vita. So I
didn't get that because I didn't know how long the campaign was. Because normally in first-person shooters like that, the campaign tends to be shorter and the multiplayer is the bigger part of it. So I was like, well, I can't really play multiplayer. So should I get this right now? Is it worth it?
Let's check howlongtobeat.com on some of the average times people are, Killzone?
Yeah, from what I remember, Killzone has a decent history.
Ooh, main story is 9.5 hours.
There you go.
Oh, wow. That's pretty long.
Yeah,
that's,
definitely.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah. Shadowfall, 9.5 hours is the average time.
That's good.
Yeah. So there you go. Fastest for somebody has been 7 hours and 18 minutes, and longest 12 hours and 36 minutes. That would be me. I'd be on the end. Yeah, the longer.
Hours, that would be me. I put it on pause and do something else. Oh, am I still playing?
So, yeah, we're supposed to be doing a multiplayer session on Friday with Hakito so I can throw some grenades at his head.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's move on to some of our iPhone games. We have Grave Mania. Pandemonium. So, Stephanie, is this your game that you're playing?
It is. So, I was desperately in the mood for a new time management game, which, you know, is like my bread and butter. And sure enough, Grave Mania has released a new game called Grave Mania Pandemonium. So, the
Hallelujah!
Out there. And so there's new ones out. And if I have to describe it, it is like Sally Spa, only for zombies.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Exactly. Take my $2.99.
So in the first Sally game, Spa. which I also played, and each of these are all free to play, and then you just upgrade and buy the full version. So mm-hmm. feel free to try them out. If you don't like it, no worries. But so the deal is there's a zombie outbreak, and these morticians have figured out a system for taking care of the dead, or the undead, as it were. So it involves, embalming them and then setting their bones, making them pretty, cleaning their teeth, and then they put them in a coffin, and then they chuck them out the window. I'm not lying. That is exactly how it works. So that was how the first game was, too. And now they've added, more mini-games in this newer one, Pandemonium, where there's, a match three that as you match you're trying to get away in a cart and a big zombie sock puppet is chasing after you. And the more matches you make, the more stuff chucks at it. So hilarious. I love that. There's mini games where you have to keep burying the guys before the sun rises and stuff like that. So yeah. Time management game with zombies.
Awesome.
And it's like Sally Spa.
So. Oh, I'm going to have to check that out. I'm looking for another time management game.
Exactly.
I kind of moved on from, Tiny Death Star. I was like, I've already done this.
Yeah. I did too. I just was like, okay, I'm tired of it.
Exactly. I got my little achievement for 10 levels, and I was like, oh, I'll just go back to Pocket Mine. And I'm still playing Simpsons because they're doing a Thanksgiving theme this right now.
Yes, the turkeys are missing, so they have to find the turkeys. They're doing so a turkey hunt.
I also downloaded a game that intrigued me because the way they describe this game, it's a surreal thriller in which the written word is your map as well as your narrator. And it's like a book game. So weird. So the game is called Device 6 and it is, I think $3.99. Yeah.
$6.99.
Oh, no, I got it for $3.99 right now.
It's $3.99 on the website right now.
So it's weird because you start out as this girl, Anna. She wakes up in a castle on a remote island and she doesn't really know where she is. And so you're reading all this and you're hearing noises. And as you're scrolling the page, you're seeing little windows open up and you can kind of see out. And it's a weird combination of written word and audio and visual experiences, and you're solving little puzzles, and it's just weird. It's a weird game. It's hard to describe, but it's, and you're turning your, I'm playing it on my iPad, so you're turning the iPad in order to continue going forward. And so for a while I was just like, oh, I'm just gonna keep, and then I got to a dead end. I'm like, okay, I obviously did something wrong. So you got to read and do certain things to make other things happen in the game. So it's weird. So,
that looks amazing.
Yeah.
This really looks like a fun game. I'm going to have to get this one.
Yeah. I think you would.
That's the word.
Yeah. I think you would like this, Kim. Definitely.
Yeah. It really, I like, those choose your own adventures. Mm-hmm. So it kind of reminds me of that. Not exactly, but it kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah. I know I did something wrong. So it is kind of like you have to, it's a puzzle. So you have to figure out, you're taking Anna through the house, the castle, and mm-hmm. you're trying, you're listening to her thoughts. Like you'll see, she sees an elephant on the wall in the bowler hat with a bowler hat on. And she's like, oh, that's so, that's so tacky. And you see the elephant as you're scrolling. You're like, what in the world? So creepy. So yeah. Oh, and Mateo is perfect timing, buddy. It's your app time. Do you want to say hi? Say hi. Say hi. Oh no, don't touch it. Can you say hi? No, we're not gonna say hi. He came in and said hi.
I told you I didn't want to say hi.
He's saying hi to everybody now. So we'll go to the store and he just goes, hi, hi. And it's so funny because, you know, people are very serious, especially, mm-hmm. you know, when they're looking for something or stuff. And he'll just, hi. And they'll go, hi. it's so cute. So Mateo's app this week is an app called Nighty Night. It's $1.99. And this has turned into our little nightly ritual because this little app, it basically shows a bunch of animals. So there's like a dog and some fish and a sheep and a chicken, and they're all awake and everybody else is asleep. So you have to go in and click on off the light and then say night night to them.
Aww.
It is so cute. And they have, and since it's the holiday season, they have snow and that you can turn on and off. So normally they don't have snow, but right now everything's covered in snow. And there's a narrator that has a great accent. And I'd love, it's like, nighty night, dog. So cute.
That is such an amazing idea because, I mean, there's always bedtime stories, yeah. but mm-hmm. to have that ritual and it, you know, just kind of tells your kid, okay, this it's bedtime for them
yep.
and it's bedtime for you. Yep. And, you know, they just know that when that happens, mm-hmm. now it's time for them to get sleepy.
Yep. Awesome. At the very end, after all the animals go to sleep, the narrator says, wait, there's still one more person awake. It's you. And it's time to go to bed. So it's a really cute app.
It's adorable. Nice. Yeah.
It's called Nighty Night.
So
there
makes
you go.
Me want to have a kid.
Oh no. come visit me and then it'll cure you of
exactly.
All right. So we got a bit of news. World of Warcraft celebrated its 9-year anniversary. That's amazing. 9 years.
I was like, was it really 9 years? Yeah. That's unbelievable. Yeah. But yeah, it's still going strong. So happy birthday or happy anniversary.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
did you
have a birthday? I guess it could be birthday.
We didn't get a pet.
What's that?
I was disappointed we didn't get a pet or
anything.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Yeah, we didn't get anything. I logged in expecting to get something.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't we used to get pets when, like,
I know like the 5-year anniversary.
Right.
Had, like a blizzard bear or something. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, they stopped doing that. I wonder why.
I was disappointed.
Crap. We got something that said, use this today and you can get, you know, experience. But
when you're already max level.
Yeah, when you're max level.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Speaking of World of Warcraft, did you happen to see the Conan O'Brien? He was at BlizzCon. I didn't even know it.
Oh, no.
Was he?
Oh, so he recorded a little segment for his show, and because he has the
Clueless Gamer.
So he was at BlizzCon, and he created a character, and he played the expansion. So he was trying to do stuff, and he was being silly. He was smack talking and trolling somebody in the game. It's hilarious. And then he sat in on as a commentator of one of the World of Warcraft arena battles.
Nice.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'll put a link in the show notes. It's hilarious. I was laughing so hard. So I love Conan O'Brien.
His Clueless Gamer for Halloween, he did scary games and he did Slenderman. Oh, yeah. He was like me. He was like, is this supposed to be scary? And then he did Amnesia and Outlast. Yeah, so...
Oh, that's
check
awesome.
That one out. People like that are supposed to be all like scared. You're supposed to be scared of Slender Man.
No,
that's freaking scary.
He
needs to be,
was he in the dark? Was he in the dark playing
they
it?
They were in the dark.
Oh.
Yes, and he still was not scared.
Man.
it's hilarious, though.
Oh.
Good laugh.
So,
Coolest Gamer.
I love his segment. So, it looks like the beta invites for Elder Scrolls Online are going out. Yay! Stephanie.
Yes, I got one.
So what does that mean? Are you in now or are
right? So they had a previous one in September. Mm-hmm. It was like a stress test beta, mm-hmm. and I had an invite for that, but I was apparently brain dead and didn't sign up for it. Log in for it. So now the next one is rolling around, and that's actually tomorrow, the 22nd. So, you know, we're invited back to play online and test it out. So
cool. You have to report. Can you say anything about you're under NDA, aren't you?
Yes.
Ah, damn. Well, you're in.
Yeah. So. I'll do like a thumbs up or thumbs down. Like
I don't know if that's right? good. Yeah. And then finally, if you've ever spoken to me about some of my favorite games growing up, you may have heard me say that Seventh Guest and 11th Hour are up there as some of my kind of, I don't know, very iconic in my head. Like, like I played those games and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. The graphics and the acting and the puzzle. Yeah, the, you can actually buy them on Steam.
I know.
Yeah. So, but the cool thing is that the company Trilobite Games is trying to make a third one. So there's a third Seventh Guest, and right now there's a Kickstarter going on, and I've already backed it because I want to see this damn game made. They got the soundtrack. They got the original actor that played Stoff. So this is called The Seventh Guest 3, The Collector. And there's a, so Stoff was, he was just a weird guy who made toys for kids, and there was just horrible things with kids, and just, it was very disturbing as a young person playing this game, but it's a puzzle game. So right now,
the eyeball and the grasping hand.
Yes, the grasping.
And you were trying to
trigger stuff and things like that, exploring the house. I really, really want this to succeed. They have 17 days left to go. They're looking to, I know. That's why I'm talking about it. Cause I want to see them do it.
Well, that's a lot of money they want.
$435,000 for the goal. Well, they're going back and they're getting all these licensing deals, with like the music and all of it. So they're really trying to continue and make a continuous story with the series. Mm-hmm. So, they're at 73,000 and they got 17 days to go. So, but I think most gamers have The Seventh Guest as one of the games that they played when they were growing up. I mean,
without a doubt, yeah.
This looks really familiar. Looking at it, I think I might have played this.
I'm sure you did.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because it's like totally my kind of game.
It's a puzzle and there's story around it and
mystery and that's totally
creepy
my
kids.
Stuff. Yeah,
kids. That was that was a given.
Oh, loved it.
Nice.
Need it. I need this game. Fund it,
please.
So yeah, and you can. I think you can back it. What is it? 20. What did I back it at? Oh, I did the $50 backing. You get the poster signed by the team, plus the Steam key for 11th. Oh, did I not get the game? Maybe I am getting the game. I don't know which one is the level that gets the game. 25 maybe. Oh, the download of the iOS version is 25. All right. So anyway, check it out.
For $350, you get a haunted portrait of Henry Stoff that changes appearance as you walk by.
I know. They have some
don't creep me out, dude.
They do have some interesting rewards in there too. One of the higher ones, I think it's the $5,000 level one. They'll put you in a painting or photograph in the game.
Nice.
I wish I had $5,000 just to.
No kidding, huh?
Be immortalized in a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, there I am. Oh, there's me. All right. So we have one email from Adam, and he says, "Hey, ladies, recently I voted on the UK Joystick Golden Joystick Awards and was awarded the Civ 5 Steam key. So he doesn't use Steam and thought we would like to give it away or whatever. And I definitely want to give this away. In fact, I have a few games that I want to give away. So in the show notes of this show and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ladiesofleet, I will have a little giveaway widget up. And all you need to do to enter it is either leave your email or like us on Twitter or like us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, and like us on Facebook. So there'll be a bunch of ways. So Civ 5 will definitely be in that pack. Also, I'll go through my inventory. I have a bunch of different games that I can give away too. So I'll have like five games up there, and you can put your name in for a free game from us.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have just some awesome. Too. I'll yeah. have to get those yeah. to you because yeah. I've got some. But one thing, one of our listeners, Dave Meads, gave us a Hearthstone beta key.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh,
to give
so
away
nice.
To a listener. However, I decided to give it to Stephanie because she did not have one.
Yes.
So, but you're a listener, right? You listen to the show.
Oh, absolutely.
you listen to what? Why did I say that? Why did I say that? Oh, well, that's awesome. We can play a match together then.
Yes. You Sweet. Have to teach me because I'm not very good at
that. Oh, you'll figure it out. The tutorial is really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think you'll.
I'm intimidated by like magic that scares the pants off me.
Well, I've never played any card games either, and this one is nice. I like it a lot.
Very cool.
So Very Ralph cool. is like, oh, play me, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to play you. You're just gonna cream me.
Yeah, exactly.
And so finally, I'm like, okay, and he's like. I said, but you have to play just a standard deck, not one you've created. So okay. he did that, and he let me win.
Aw.
Ralph. He let me win.
Ralph.
He's proud of his Murloc deck that plays the Murloc sound on every play. The Murloc sound goes off.
Yeah,
every play. I was like, oh, no. I'd be taking my headphones off of that one. There's no way.
Those Murloc decks are hardcore because you lay down a Murloc and then it spawns another Murloc. And so if you buff all those Murlocs, oh, my gosh. Murloc death.
Yeah. I'd be like, I surrender.
Yeah, I give up.
Oh, you won.
Awesome. All right. So also remind everyone that if you're interested in any cool geek gear for the holidays, you can head on over to slashloot.com. That's slashloot.com. Scott and Mary Varn just put out a joint set of Christmas cards. It's Scott and Mary and is it Joel's in there too? Joel's in
there. Steve, somebody. Hemaker?
Oh yeah,
is that his name?
I think you're right. That's I'm reading his fish and chips.
Yeah.
I love fish and chips. Not the food. Well, I like the food too.
And but Carter too.
Yeah, Carter.
Has
so
a card in there.
So there's some great Christmas cards that you can pick up there, as well as our shirts.
So Doghouse Computers is, you know, we're a big fan of theirs, and they're doing, you know, of course, a big promotion for the holiday season. And you get a free $30 /loot gift certificate if you buy a system. I mean, that's just one of the things you get if you buy a system. And you could get one of our t-shirts.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. See, that's,
yay.
I have a plan for Black Velvet.
That's right.
Well, cool. Yeah, I love /loot. And they keep adding more and more stuff to it. So I'm always eager to see. I finally got my AIE shirt that Carter drew.
Oh, right.
So I love it. It's so cute.
That is so nice. Yeah. I want one of those. I got to get one of those.
All right. Awesome. So I think that wraps up our show. Before we leave, though, Stephanie, if the fine listeners would like to get a hold of us, can you tell them how they can do so?
Absolutely. And before we forget, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
Since we won't be.
Yeah, we record on a Thursday, and Thanksgiving's on a Thursday, so we're going to skip a week. But
we'll be sleeping with our turkey bellies.
Yes.
What is it?
All day.
Tryptophan.
Like, cook all day, and then it's over in like 45 minutes. What?
Oh, I don't cook all day.
Not going to do that at all. Not whatsoever.
I'm like on a mission to teach everyone the Alton Brown cooking method for your turkey. So you only have to worry about cooking your turkey for 3 hours versus all day. So
does he butterfly it? That's like the best way I've seen.
No, it's brining. So yeah, you brine it the night before and pop it in the oven around 1 o'clock, and it'll be done probably, if it's a 12-pound bird, it'll be done by 4 easily.
Very,
yeah.
Very
so.
Cool.
It's awesome. It's the best. It's the only way I do it.
I kind of like my fried turkeys. Yeah. I like the
fried. Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. But those are always my favorite stories. How many fires were there?
Oh, I know, right?
From the deep frying accidents. Whoops.
Yeah. We tried deep frying once and it scared me too much. I'm like, I'm never doing it again. All right. So how can people get a hold of us after the holidays?
After you're done eating.
Yeah.
Please visit us at ladiesofleet.com or send us an email at ladiesofleet@gmail.com because we love getting emails from people. And of course, we're all on Twitter. There is, of course, the Ladies of Leet Twitter. And Nicole is Nicole Spag. Kim is Just Kim Molly, JustKimOlly. And myself, XIAXIAN1.
Awesome. So I'm guessing we'll have 2 weeks to play a lot of video games. I'm planning on starting up Black Flag. Because oh, yes. I really want to give that a shot, probably among other games, and I'll probably get deeper into Killzone.
I'm holding back not getting Black Flag on the Steam, but I may fail.
When's the next Steam sale? Do you know?
Oh, dear Lord. It's got to be
probably
close.
Christmas. I imagine they won't have another one till
winter sale. They usually have a winter sale.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are dangerous.
Yeah, they are. Well,
winter and summer sales are the worst.
And the Humble Bundle store now is like a Steam sale every single day.
Every week, yeah.
And well, it changes. It says these deals expire. Like I'm on it right now in 18 hours. So they change them out all the time. And I think, I missed the Assassin's Creed Black Flag sale that they apparently had because it's listed in the they always have all the games that they've been on.
They had one?
Yeah, it's in the list. So I know it went on sale, but I missed it.
Mark your calendars. The Steam sale, December 19th.
Oh, December 19th. Oh, okay, good to know.
Can't wait for that.
Your PSA from Lays of Leet.
That's right. Mark your calendars.
Save your pennies. Save your pennies because you will need. Because they always have amazing sales. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever spent more than $75, and I've got probably 100 games that I've never
that you've never
downloaded.
Even played. Oh, the life of a gamer. It's awesome. All right. Well.
To be a sale before that of Valve titles that are supposed to go on sale.
I think I have
supposed to go on sale November 27th, so that would be Thanksgiving.
Oh, did you hear rumors of
yes,
Fallout 4 are still? I mean, they're like getting stronger and stronger, and I'm like, yes.
What is it?
Fallout 4.
Oh, Fallout 4. Yeah, I've been hearing those rumblings too, so I can't wait. They haven't officially announced it yet, right?
No, they have not.
Okay.
He said he couldn't say more. And of course, they've taken the website.
Ooh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I have enough time between Vegas and the next one. I'm ready. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for hanging out. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. We will talk with you in 2 weeks.
Bye. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Bye. Or happy Thursday if you live out of the United States.
All right.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.